the mounting on which the Beatitudes was preached and Mount Calvary are closely related as the first and second acts in a two-act drama. He who climbed the first mountain to preach the Beatitudes must out of necessity climb Mount Calvary in order to practice what he preaches. We all know that the Sermon on the Mountain constitutes the essence of Christianity. But if any person would put this preaching into practice, he too would bring upon himself the scorn of the world. The Sermon on the Mountain cannot be separated from his crucifixion any more than day can be separated from night. The day our Lord taught the people how to be blessed and how to live, he signed his own death warrant. The sound of nails and hammers digging through human flesh was the echoes thrown back from the mountainside where he told people how to be blessed. Everybody wants to be blessed and happy, but our Lord's ways was the very opposite of the ways of the world. One way to make enemies and irritate people is to challenge the spirit of the world. There are certain unanalyzed assumptions which govern the conduct of the world. Anyone who would challenge these worldly sayings, such as you only live once, get as much out of life as you can, who will ever know about it? What is the body for, if not for pleasure, is bound to make himself unpopular. In this Sermon on the Mountain, our Lord takes the catchwords of the world, security, revenge, laughter, popularity, getting even, comfort, and turns them upside down. To those who would say you can't be happy unless you're rich, he says, "Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." To those who would say, "Don't let him get away with it," Jesus says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." To those who would say, "Laugh, and the world will laugh with you," Jesus says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." For those who say that the body is made only for pleasure and you should give your instinct freedom of expression, otherwise you will become frustrated, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." To those who say, "Seek to be popular and well known," Jesus says, "Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and speak all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." And to those who say, "In time of peace, prepare yourself to battle," Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." The cheap cliches around which movies are produced and novels are composed, he scorns. Jesus proposes to burn that which they worship, to conquer unholy instincts instead of allowing them to make slaves out of people, to tame the economic conquest instead of making happiness consist of acquisitions and consumptions of things external to the soul. All of the sayings of this world, which makes happiness depend on self-expression and freedom of action, having a good time, or eat and drink and be merry for tomorrow you die, he rejects because they bring false hopes, fears, and anxieties. Those who would escape the impact of this Sermon on the Mountain say that our Lord was a creature of his time, but not of ours, and therefore his words does not apply to us. Our Lord did not belong to his day any more than he belonged to ours. The doctrines that our Lord preached was no easier then than it is now. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.